Actually, yes, if you would step up. What I understand is this is a request from the auditing firm that is doing our financials for any information we have regarding any pending lawsuits or lawsuits that are already in existence, I guess. We should furnish any of that information to the auditor.
Yes, in order for them to give a true financial picture of the county, they need to know if there's anything that might be outstanding, so they need to report those and probably report it in the notes in the audit.
Okay.
Okay.
Why is there
pretty
one
much
for,
a standard thing.
Why is there one for Jeff? Just curious.
I would guess that they've read minutes and saw that you've asked Jeff to do some sort of litigation for you, but I don't know.
I don't think that during the year 2012 we did that, but and maybe that's it.
I would, again, she may not recognize it's 2012. So
of course, a lot of prosecutors in most counties that she audit are the counselor for
very
the
likely
commission.
The third-class counties would be all that way if she audited in third-class counties. But that's my guess, Brandon. She just saw that in the notes and assumed that she probably needed to send him one, too.
So would it just be a motion to approve? It wouldn't be legal confirmation. It would be
letters.
Letters for request of.
These are letters that are written to attorneys that represent us that may have information that they need, and it allows them to give them, provide that information. You worded, however.
Move to provide consent for the information requested by our attorneys by auditor.
Second. Motion has been made and seconded. Move to provide consent from our attorneys as requested by the auditor that's providing the audit for Taney County. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Finley. Down introduction of BLB associate.
They got sales tax agreement before then.
But I don't believe that this is scheduled until next week, actually. The sales tax agreement is a request for information or audit of local sales and use tax records from the Department of Revenue. That's an annual request, and it's a request that we send into DOR asking for sales tax information that has been received from business persons within Taney County.
It says here that you guys signed it in December, but they updated that. Department of Revenue's need a new form because they changed their form?
Yes, sir.
Move to approve the sales tax agreement for Department of Revenue.
Second. Motion has been made and seconded to agree the sales tax agreement, to approve the sales tax agreement by the Taney County Department of Revenue. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
We're on the BLB.
Yes.
She's scheduled at 9:30.
For today?
Yep.
Let's move on to the others and then we'll come back to her. Is that not the lady that's conducting the audit? No. No, it's a lady that is representing a grants writer. Tri-Lakes Regional Biosolids Drying Facility. We have a word of construction contract. Would you like to join us, sir? After you introduce yourself to the public, will you do me a favor and do a bit of a summarization on how we reached this point and exactly what it is we're doing today for those that are listening?
Okay. I'm Mike Pacina with HDR Engineering. We are working for the county on the Tri-Lakes Regional Biosolids Drying Facility Project. The project is a regional project to further process wastewater biosolids into what is referred to as a Class A product, which would be a dried product that can be distributed and used without restriction, unlike the current practices of Class B biosolids. So it's working with the cities of Branson, Hollister, Forsyth, and Kimberling City to further process their biosolids. This is a project that's been in the works for a number of years, going through the funding process and then the planning and design process. Also, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources is providing a $3 million grant. The county is providing a $3 million match through sewer sales tax to fund the project, and the city of Branson is providing $250,000 for improvements at one of their plants. So we've got, it's about a $6.25 million project in its entirety. We opened bids on July 29th for the project for construction bids. The apparent low bidder is Carson Mitchell of Springfield with a bid of $5,399,026. And we're here today to award the construction contract. Do you have a copy of the letter I sent to the commission on August 8th in front of you in your packet?
Yes.
Okay. In that letter summarizes the bids that were received. Four bids were received. We were pleased with the bids that were received, and our low bid is within the project budget, so we are in good shape financially for that. We did check the references of Carson Mitchell. They were positive, and had no negative feedback regarding their work. If the commission chooses today to award the construction contract, a couple things need to be pointed out. It needs to be contingent upon approval by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. In order for them to approve everything, they need you to take action as the funding recipient first, and then they will approve it. And a couple things that go along with it, that they want you to acknowledge that the county will cover the cost of up to $3.25 million based upon your $3 million commitment and the city of Branson's $250,000 commitment. They want you to acknowledge that Carson Mitchell submitted a waiver to utilize the pre-selected equipment, and that was attached to the letter. And then the third thing, the one is a statement that their positive efforts for DBE utilization were reviewed and are satisfactory to the county. So those are upon your action to award it contingent upon DNR approval, they do want you to also acknowledge the other three things. So if you've got any other questions about that, or if you want me to give me more background on the project, I can do that.
what I understand from the city of Branson is they've offered us an option, basically upon our choice, whether to forward the dollars to us or pay a bill directly based upon if DNR approves us working that way. So there's no problem through the city of Branson. We're all set there.
Yeah, the way it'll work is it'll come through the county. The city of Branson will pay it to the county, which will be used to pay the contractor.
And the actual funds that are coming from DNR, is what was the... When there's some grants or something that's involved with
it? $3 million grant from DNR.
Right.
And that's the other key thing that will happen once we've done this today is we will get the grant closed. The way DNR administers these grants, they reimburse the county for requested funds. And so what will happen is during the course of construction, contractor submits pay requests monthly. The county is obligated to pay the contractor, but then turn around and send form to DNR, and they will wire the money back to you within a few days to reimburse you back. So they will do it as a kind of a pay-as-you-go up till the $3 million is exhausted.
So you have recommendations to Carson Mitchell?
Yes.
Move to award construction bid to Carson Mitchell based upon engineer's recommendation.
Second, motion's been made to award the bid to Carson Mitchell based upon engineer's recommendation. I would also assume that included the recommendation of the task force that was put together regarding this issue.
Yeah. Yes. And I guess just again pointing out to acknowledge to make it your approval contingent on DNR and the other items listed.
Yeah, contingent upon the approval of DNR.
Motion has been made and seconded to award the bid to Carson Mitchell based upon or contingent upon the approval from DNR. Discussion?
Are you guys here for this or something else?
We are. There might be others, but we need it to be a little later. So anyway, no, this is fine. You're going in the right direction. Thank you for that.
What time did they say that we might do this? It's not listed on our sheet. That's why we've moved forward.
The appointment request I had said 9:45.
Oh. I've got you scheduled for 9. So.
Yeah, well, I noticed the agenda said 9, so I made sure I got here.
You know what? It sounds like it's really on the right track. It's done. That's perfect.
While we're in the middle of this motion, would any of you gentlemen like to address this issue? Come right up and sit where this microphone is, or that microphone. And...
As this year's chairman of the BioSolids partnership, I just appreciate just having a moment to publicly thank the county for their willingness to step up and match funds and cause this project to move forward, because this is a legacy project. This will change how we do business in Taney County well into the 21st century, and it places us ahead of a significant amount, probably the entire rest of the state in how they do business. As far as I know, this is going to be cutting-edge technology. And so I think it's really a huge step in the right direction. It's a win for all of our residents that we are not going to be using the Class B process in the future. So, and most of our cities are doing that, and certainly you have the commitment of the BioSolids Partnership Group that if we can get, we have one city that has opted out currently, but would the door is still open in the future. So I'm thinking that is a very positive step for everybody. So again, just our thanks to the commission and the rest of the county staff that's helped us get this far.
You know, and quite frankly, I would like to applaud the BioSolids Partnership Group that has so diligently worked to make sure that this became a reality. There are a number of commissions and other entities throughout the state that are watching this project. that will, at least in my belief, make some decisions based along the same reasoning that we utilized when we came to our decision to do this. And so I'm pretty excited about it, to see us on the forefront of technology like this.
I'd be remiss if I didn't bring one name back to the table, and that's Mr. Larry Van Gelder. Larry worked on this 5 or 6 years before the rest of us even really caught up with that. And so, again, our thanks to Larry, too, for his vision and pioneering this particular concept. Because, again, I believe that as we reflect back on this in years to come, we're going to see that this was a milestone moment.
Gentlemen, any other comments? Sure. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Outstanding.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Since we have sent out information to individuals on a time that we thought we might be able to get to them, which would be more appropriate, I would ask that we stand in recess until our next appointment arrives, which should be within 15.
That's BLB.
And we will step out of recess as soon as one of those individuals comes out.